Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Topics.
Hello.
All right, fellas, let's do some hot topics.
Let's
here.
Do it, Jay.
Let's do it. I'm going to quiz you in a few moments. Yeah.
Looking forward to that, huh?
Yeah, I'm sure. Very excited. Has anybody else been having trouble with the accuracy of their texts lately? Monty?
Yes.
You have been? Do you think it's because they're trying to over-guess your what you're supposed to text? Like it's quote unquote auto correcting you to a word that you weren't trying to say.
Oh, all the time.
Yeah, is it getting worse though?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Mine's getting that much attention.
Mine is so bad now, and it keeps correcting to words that I'm not even. That's not even a word that I normally use or a name. Like last time, it corrected it to a name, and I'm like, I don't really text anyone named Tom. So thank you for correcting it to that.
Oh, you know, now that you say that, I guess because some of the weird ones that come up, like Radon. R-A-Y.
As in like radon.
No, R-A-Y and then D-O-N. I was trying to write around. I remember it because so I was weird. Around and then it was like radon.
Yeah, you're like, how does that even
sound?
Yeah.
And two words, radon. Like somebody's name is Radon.
Yeah, I don't know. Bruce, you text enough to notice?
Every once in a while.
Has it been getting worse, you think?
Well, no.
And it's not for me. Same. No. Warren, do you ever text other than your mouth, other than voice texting?
Yes, I do.
So you actually type too?
Yep. Yeah. When I'm texting in the evening while Lori and I are watching the game.
Oh, sure. You don't.
I'm not allowed.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. I like
because you'd be annoying
a little bit.
Like now,
kind of.
I mean, if you're watching TV with somebody else, I can see. Yeah. Actually, that would be funny. Period. Ha ha ha. Period. I mean, you know, that's nobody.
And then it picks up a random word from the television show you're watching.
Oh, that happens.
Yeah, for
that
sure.
happens. Yeah.
So you type, and are you having more trouble typing, or you haven't noticed it?
It seems like it does it even when I talk it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ah, man, I don't know what's going on.
I thought maybe I was learning a new language and didn't know it.
Radon.
Thanks, Radon. After I mentioned it yesterday on the air, and there was a lot of people said that it happens all the time to them, and I don't know, it might just be, who knows. Maybe I'm just more attuned to it, but it's driving me nuts.
Maybe you shouldn't text so much.
Well, there's that's a possibility. Can you turn off the autocorrect, Steve?
Yeah, I think you can.
Probably, yeah.
Oh. Well, that's what I need to do.
Yeah.
Now that I've said it out loud, why didn't I think about that before?
Yeah, well, I'm sure it's in your settings somewhere.
All right, I'm sure everybody will understand.
You were just texting.
Your mistakes.
Testing us.
Yeah, I was. I was wanting to see if you guys would agree with me.
Yeah.
Halloween is fast approaching. Ooh, do you guys buy Halloween candy? Anybody not? Warren, do you guys buy Halloween candy?
Yeah, Lori was going to buy some the other day, but we never get. But she does it for our grandkids.
Like, you don't get anybody to your house.
Not anymore. Some of the neighbors used to come by when they had little kids, but they don't have little kids anymore.
Sure, yeah. So you'll buy it for yourself?
Not for, well,
Well, you buy it for somebody else, but you end up eating it.
Yeah.
And what is your candy of choice for Halloween?
Oh, Snickers.
Snickers, okay. Oh, that's good. One of those last night. You're welcome.
Mm. Yes.
I was just sitting there, and I finally said to my wife, can we just throw this out or give it to somebody? I mean, why is this here?
Yeah, why is it there?
Because I'm going to walk by and eat it. So Bruce, what's your candy?
What am I eating now? Reese's.
Oh, the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Baby. Mm-hmm. Number one.
Those are good.
With a bullet. Yes. Yeah. What do you say, Monty?
I'm going to go with Milky Way.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Nobody wanted to choose what Steve's choices were?
Probably cheese pizza.
Cheese pizza.
Does that count as candy?
Everything's
you know
cheese
what?
Pizza.
Doesn't he do peanut butter cups or something?
No, that's way too much flavor.
How about those circus peanuts? Cups.
Circus peanuts. No.
Well, that'd be all right, but. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. No, I said Reese's peanut butter. That was my number one.
Was that one?
Candy corn?
Because you gave us your list, and on it included, if I'm not mistaken, Milk Duds and Tootsie Rolls.
Correct.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Ooh,
milk no duds way. Are good. You put that down as a favorite? That's like five. The last thing. I mean, okay, I guess I'll have a Tootsie Roll.
Right.
That's all that's here.
Yeah, I'm like completely out of all the choices.
Right.
So I guess I'll have a Tootsie Roll or one of those mini boxes of Milk Duds.
I can kind of see the Milk Duds.
Here's the beautiful thing. Nobody's fighting Steve for his candy.
That's great. Yeah, he gets, how about, like I said, those little circus peanuts.
I forgot about those.
Or maybe like Boston baked beans.
Do they sell Boston baked beans?
Good, yes.
Oh my God.
Whose house are you going to?
The House of Awful Candy house.
What?
Boston baked beans are good.
Boston baked beans.
No, those are terrible.
They're awful.
I love them. them.
Again, you guys can have
Red Hots.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Easy now. Now, like hey, 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 you've crossed
it's
the line.
It's a joke. Yeah. It's a joke.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No,
it
isn't.
I like cinnamon.
Have you ever had the, what was the one that was like, oh, Sugar Daddy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Was that the one? That
pull your teeth out.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah, that's right. That's exactly
or,
what it was.
Or those, there were three flavors in one. There were pink.
Oh, the Neapolitan?
Yeah, that had coconut.
Oh, yeah. Man. Lori loves those.
Yeah,
things.
Same with my wife. Those are good. Those are
speaking disgusting. Of Sugar Daddy.
Yes. Oh, no. We've gone down a path.
Do we need to censor him in some way?
Probably.
No. We've gone down a path now.
Remember,
yeah.
Remember, I think they were called the Black Cow, and they were dunked in chocolate.
Yes, oh, I do yeah. remember those. Oh, those yeah. were actually not terrible.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Pretty good. Then there was a song, What the You Need Is a Sugar Daddy.
Yes.
Diamond ring and a brand new caddy.
Yeah, I forgot
along
about
the
that.
Lines things, of a big hunk.
Little things to oh, make a girl song. Make it through.
There's yeah. something that'll pull your dentures out.
That, right yes.
Oh, boy, true. Howdy.
Man.
Yes.
What was the inside of it if it was surrounded by chocolate?
Caramel. I mean,
yeah. Yep.
Oh,
Sugar Baby.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah, they're
okay.
basically
okay.
the same candy bar just dipped in chocolate.
Yeah.
Okay. That would be bad.
No, it was actually relatively decent. Mm-hmm.
There was an older candy that was called the Milkshake. That was a long time ago.
I remember that.
Ago.
I don't remember that one.
It was really.
It was a bar.
It was a nougat caramel bar thing with chocolate.
Huh.
Almost seemed like a little bit of malt or something
yeah,
to me.
Malted,
like a malted duck ball type
yeah,
thing? In
yeah, yeah.
Or like a Three Musketeers?
Yeah, but it was in a candy bar.
Any of you guys get caught up in the cell phone outage this week?
Nope.
No,
nobody.
No,
nobody got locked
not
down.
Not that I noticed.
Cool. I'll just be in that by myself. That's cool.
were you?
Oh yeah, yeah.
You were involved in that.
Yeah, for most of the day.
I was pretty much in a Wi-Fi zone the entire time, so I really didn't pay that.
Yeah,
much
that attention. Makes a big difference. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Although the call part still didn't work. I could text, but I couldn't call.
Oh really?
Yeah, I could text here.
Okay.
But it was SOS all day.
Oh, that's wow. a bummer.
Which all is right. a fun breakfast and not a great cell service.
Yeah.
It's the second time you've said that, and I still don't get it.
Yeah, well, I can't really say it. But speaking of that, have you seen you ever, when you're scrolling, what do you scroll, Bruce, on your phone?
What do I scroll?
Yeah. What kind of things pop up in your feed? Like, what is the things you most likely
to
see?
He's doing the hand motions right
it's
now.
It's not sports.
No phone
it's
in
not,
his hand.
Is it just all, yeah. is it all news?
Oh, yeah, pretty much.
Okay, all right. Warren, do you have any, like, comedy or funny type things that pop up in your feed? Either through yeah. Instagram or whatever.
Yeah.
I oh, Instagram. And, did you really just say Instagram with?
Well, do you not go? I thought you.
I do.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, he's okay.
Got, he's got it. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So have you seen this one now where they play? There's a filter that you can put on your phone. You know what these filters are, Bruce? Where like you know you can get me look. I look like a clown or whatever.
Oh yeah.
There's
yeah,
a lot
yeah.
of different
okay,
ones.
Sure. Yeah.
So there's this filter right now that when the second face comes into the filter, it shows the spider on a spider on their face. So then you'll be sitting there going, hey, let's make a video and send it to Warren. And my wife would come into the camera and then all of a sudden it looks like there's a spider crawling on her face.
Oh, no.
And there's not. It's just a filter. But the reaction, and I don't know why I think it's so funny, but I can't stop watching
it's great.
These.
Those are great reactions.
Because everybody does the same thing. Every person does, you know, not one person just goes, thanks. Oh, a spider. I mean, they go nuts.
How my wife would.
Yeah.
Oh, like trying to get out of a moving car type nuts. Yeah. Like just flailing arms and everything.
Yeah.
I mean.
That's it's funny. Funny.
Yeah. Do it to like your wife if you really want to have a quiet evening for the rest of the evening.
And they love spiders.
So I don't know. If I get you onto that feed, though, Warren, it's going to show up a lot in your.
Okay.
You know how it is. Once you get in the analytics of that thing or whatever it is.
Whatever those are.
Yeah, you're gonna get it a lot, but it's very funny.
Oh yeah, I
oh,
love
man.
It.
Oh man, and then you better not watch it around your wife when she's trying to watch TV because you'll be laughing your head off and she's going to be annoyed.
And sometimes in YouTube they have the shorts. You know,
oh,
the
yeah.
short film, you know?
Yeah.
And some of those, you can't help but laugh.
Just laughing your head off.
What are you laughing at?
Just, yeah. All right, I'll show you that here in the break. And
okay.
then you'll be have it in your feed.
I will like that.
Yes, you will. All right, Hot Topics Round 2 on the way next. Hold on.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You ran out of gas on a first date.
Yep. That's and we fun. Had to walk down to Division, borrow a can, go back, put the gas in.
And she still married you?
I know.
Kevin James.
Wow.
Poor girl. She was desperate, wasn't she?
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
Yeah, when you're hot, you're hot.
Hot.
When you're not, you're not.
Hot Topics.
Hot Topics.
We had mentioned it earlier today. We can discuss this briefly. The fact that there is a lawsuit that's been filed against Garth Brooks. Basically, an unknown person has accused him of sexual assault and battery from 5 years ago when she was doing hair and makeup for him, had worked for his wife for a long time before that. And Garth's response was, after the last 2 months, I've been hassled to no end with threats, lies, and tragic tales of what my future would be if I did not write a check for many millions of dollars. It's been like having a loaded gun waved in my face. Hush money, no matter how much or how little, is still hush money in my mind. And that means that I would be admitting to some behavior that I am incapable of doing and the ugly acts that no human should ever do to another. We filed suit against this person nearly a month ago to speak out against extortion and defamation of character. We filed it anonymously for the sake of all parties involved. Now the suit that has come out yesterday is a countersuit against what he sued for.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's obviously an ugly situation. And, you know, I have no comment because I don't know any of the details. I don't know what happened, but if it's what he says it is, then that's terrible. If it's what she says it is, it's also terrible.
Yeah. Both are terrible.
So we'll see. All right. You guys ready for some polls?
Yes.
Poll time. Don't have a ton of polls this week. That's a lack of effort from one of the hosts.
Yeah, it is.
Don't know which one it would be, but since I'm the one that does the polls, it's probably my fault. Yep. So,
poll time.
Quick reminder, food drive next week will be at R&R RV. Hope to see you out there. If you are in a situation where you're around other people and you can kind of spread the word, we would appreciate it, whether it's a school. Oh, by the way, we will have a pizza party for the classroom that collects the most.
Oh, cool.
That was very fun last year.
Mm-hmm.
And Steve will buy even more pizza this year, so we don't have to split them up in halvesies.
That was fun, too. who knew kindergartners would like food?
Could eat so much.
Yeah.
Who knew? Yes, Monty.
You know, we had questions earlier.
And
I think it's pertinent that I ask this question.
Yes, sir. Over to you.
Steve, are you looking forward to the food drive?
Well, that's a good question. Good question. Good question.
Good question. Yeah. Good question.
Yeah, good question, Monty.
How about a good answer, Steve?
My answer would be yes. I'm excited for it. Excited to spend some quality time with Jay and Kevin.
Do you have some unknowns? Like, are you thinking, do you understand the concept? Is there any part of it that you're not quite getting? Or is there any concerns?
I get the basic idea. I'm sure I'll find out more when we're actually out there.
Yeah.
But, you know, people come, they do the whole non-perishable food items if they so desire, or they can donate cash money.
Mm-hmm.
They can do that online as well.
Correct.
You've seen the pictures.
And I've seen some photos.
Yeah, okay, that pretty much locks it in.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Then I guess I'll stop.
So I guess the answer is yes, you're looking forward to it.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
Bring warm clothes.
Yes, that's for sure, Bruce. Bring warm clothes.
Ooh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Do you ever take a bag from the grocery store and not pay for it? Oh, huh? Yeah, honesty time. What are you snickered about, Bruce?
Never?
Seems like that's a different story on your face, Warren.
I did it by accident.
Sure you did.
No, seriously.
You're a criminal.
I am.
Yeah.
The paper bags are there. And
okay.
The paper bag, I'll just take that. Well, I'd already all checked out. I was
done. Oh, and you forgot that you're supposed to pay for that.
Well, yeah.
Unaware.
I wasn't sure that those had to be paid for.
Plastic ones. Yeah.
It says bag.
So I asked the gal there, I said, was I supposed to pay for that? Yeah, she goes, yeah, they're 3 cents or something. I said,
I think they're seven or eight, but yeah.
Oh. 8 cents. I said, how do I bill it out? Because I said, I'll pay for it. She goes, oh, go ahead.
Oh, that was sweet of you.
Yeah. Because I was going to pay.
Yeah, I'm sure you were. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
How many times have you done that in a row?
Only once.
Can you imagine every store? Let me get 8 cents, was it? How do I pay for it? You could do that at every store, I'm sure.
Good, yes.
But no, Bruce, you haven't taken
me?
Bruce?
Not that I remember.
I may be misremembering. Yes. Monty, you ever done it?
No, they have offered it in the past. And I've
Pay?
Yeah, I've accepted that offer.
I've had that offered before, too.
But typically, while I'm shopping around, I will find empty boxes.
Take your own in.
Sometimes. I usually forget.
Yeah.
But I'll find like little empty boxes that are for the food items.
And you just use those.
Use those. Pack things in boxes.
Bruce, yes?
My wife has 14 of those bags that she takes
the ones. And it's not the normal size. Is it the normal size shopping bag? Like the normal size plastic bag with the handles?
Oh, no. They're big
ones.
Cloth ones.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, right, yeah.
I went to this trade show once, and they were giving these bags out. They turned out to be the best bag for this kind of thing.
Yeah,
they're like a suitcase.
It's like an IKEA. It's like an IKEA bag. Have you ever seen those?
I think I have. Yeah.
Yeah, it's blue. They have like short handles and large handles. They're about 3 feet long. Nope. Some of them are different sizes.
Yeah, zipper top.
This one does not have a zipper top, but my wife has filled up the IKEA bag, and I'm like, okay, well, I'll get four of the neighbors to help me lift that and carry it into the house.
Really?
Maybe we might be able to get it up on the counter if we're lucky, you know?
Yeah,
that's crazy. All right, let's see what else we have here. Again, I'm glad I didn't do too many polls.
Poll time.
Do you have a four-wheel or a two-wheel drive pickup?
Four-wheel drive.
Four-wheel drive?
Four-wheel drive.
Apparently 30%. No, I take it back. Do you have a four-wheel drive or an all-wheel drive?
Oh.
So you have a four-wheel drive or an all-wheel drive. You have some sort of four-wheel drive.
Four-wheel drive.
Some sort of all-wheel drive. Of course, you boys all do because you have pickups and they all have four-wheel drives.
Oh, yeah.
30% of our audience does not own a four-wheel or all-wheel drive vehicle.
30%.
So they, and I'm assuming they're like Steve, and they own like a front-wheel drive.
Which is really good.
It works pretty well, yeah. Right. Do you guys think Steve should get a new car? He's thinking about it.
Is really? He?
Mm-hmm. Oh, let me go shopping with you.
Get you a pickup truck.
Oh, yeah.
How about an SUV? That would be
I wouldn't
fun.
Mind having his car. Right. It's almost brand new.
It is nice, yeah.
It's got some dings. And
But mileage.
Mileage is good, and I just replaced the tires about a year ago.
Oh.
So you put 12 miles on them then? Since?
And again, your car is what year, Steve?
2011.
Okay, so you have a 2011 car, so you got a 13-year-old vehicle with 50,000 miles on it.
Really?
We'll it's, like 50, it's like 52 now.
Yeah.
And you bought a brand new.
Yeah. But he's thinking, because of the weather and it's a little further drive and it's a more, up and down than Minnesota was pretty flat.
Yeah.
A lot of hills and stuff. And he's thinking maybe of getting like a all-wheel drive vehicle.
Huh. Cool.
I would love it if you got like a, dually.
Yeah.
Boy, F-450 dually with a flatbed. Should be fine.
What do you think, Steve?
Oh, man. You want to see me drive a truck, I'll drive the station vehicle, but I'm not...
I mean, I don't mind seeing it from a distance.
Yeah.
I don't want to see it up close.
Yeah, it'll be the no one does,
fourth
really.
Almost accident this week.
Right. One more for you here quick. Do you have a winter coat? Warren?
Yes.
Do you wear it?
Not very often. Yeah. I wear more zip-up sweatshirts.
Yeah, that's you and Kev are same there. Brewster?
Yeah, in the winter, I wear my winter coat.
Imagine that. What a craziest concept I've ever heard. Monty?
I do, and it's only for when I'm wearing my coveralls, and I put it in over the top when I'm doing snow work outside.
Yeah.
Other than that, it's just sweatshirts and light coats.
Yeah, so funny. So I feel like a lot of people have them, but there's not that many people that wear them. There are 25% of the listening audience does not have a winter coat because they wouldn't wear it anyway.
Mm. I'm calling your mothers.
calling your
Mine's ancient.
Your coat?
Hell yeah.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
What game are we going to play next, Steve?
Ooh. Repeat after me.
Repeat after me.
Kevin James.
What? Oh, repeat after me.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
How are you guys enjoying the show so far today? You guys having fun?
Jay, this has been a great show.
This has been great. You guys have been having a good time.
Uh-huh.
So you guys would recommend the podcast to anybody who hasn't picked up on the show yet?
In other words,
You had life got in the way and you weren't able to listen.
Yeah.
Go affirmative. Back and listen to hour one.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know how long it takes to listen to hour one on the podcast?
I'm going to say 50 minutes.
How long do you think, Bruce?
An hour, 60 minutes.
60 minutes in an hour. Seems to be.
Now, they're not getting the music.
Yeah, you can't play the music or the commercials.
Oh, geez.
So I'm gonna guess then. About 14, maybe 15 minutes.
Ooh, yeah, some bosses wish. 32 to 33, probably, Steve, yeah?
Somewhere in that ballpark.
Oh, I didn't understand
no
the questions.
Yeah, right. You don't download a lot of podcasts.
I don't.
How would you know?
That's right.
And I think that was my whole point of education.
Oh, okay. I probably still won't download it.
No, but now next time you'll have the answer. You'll know. So, I mean, that is kind of a benefit where you can listen. Steve, do you listen to podcasts?
I listen to our podcast.
Yeah, boy. And Monty, do you listen to any?
No.
You two don't listen to podcasts.
I listen to this one.
You listen to this one. Yeah.
I do listen to this
one. Have you ever done the thing where you turn the speed up on it?
Yeah.
You know, you can do the adjustment on the side, and it can say, it'll say 1.25, 1.5, you know, 1.75 or 2.0. And you can literally, the podcast can go twice as fast. Ooh. I just don't recommend it. If I'm talking, if Kevin's talking, it sounds relatively normal. But when I start talking, it sounds like the fastest thing you've ever heard. Yeah, you can't even, half the time you can't understand it. Talking way too fast.
And I don't think you talk fast. I really, well, I mean, I can understand you fine. And you know my brain, it's kind of slow.
Kevin's clip of the day. No, Kevin, but the clip is here, so what do we got, Steve?
Oh, this is kind of a quick one, Jay. And it's about a woman's experience dealing with a cashier.
Oh, boy.
I just had the rudest, most foul-mouthed cashier. I am never going through self-service again.
Now that's funny right there, no matter who you are.
That's so great.
That is priceless.
She's not doing self-service again.
Yeah. Not doing self-checkout.
My mom and my sister, I was talking to them on the phone last night. They went through a Starbucks, whatever. So they went through a Starbucks. I was going to say, I probably shouldn't say it, but who cares? And it said, under new management, a sign on the drive-thru, under new management, and we're working on our customer service, which was a weird sign. My sister was like, I was kind of surprised, pulled to the window. There's a young girl there who wasn't super great at customer service. First thing they pull up, she goes, what'd you order? And my sister, is not super tolerant with all that.
I was going to say, is she a little bit like you?
So she goes, well, hello. Like, just restart the conversation. She goes, hi, what did you order? And so my sister says, I go, well, was there like a long line? She goes, no, we're the only ones in line. And I thought, well, probably should have known what you ordered and, you know, whatever. So she just turns her back and she's leaning against the counter. I'll demonstrate. Like, she's leaning against the counter. The drive-thru window's behind her. So she's like this. So she has her back now to my mom and my sister. And then she turns around and has another sort of similar type engagement. And then afterwards, hands the drinks. My sister pays in cash.
Yeah.
So then the girl just hands back the change and doesn't say anything. Just not thank you, anything, just says anything. And so my sister glances over at my mother and says, she's young. You know, sort of giving the excuse.
Yes.
And my mom, in my mom's voice, which seems to carry a little bit, says, and extremely untalented. And I was like, and my mom has gotten a little bit lippy at 94, where she's kind of decided she doesn't care really anymore, where she was always so PC before.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, was it loud? And my mom kind of was chuckling in the background. I go, was it loud enough for her to hear, do you think? And my mom's, oh, she looked right at me.
And mom was proud.
Oh, yeah. And extremely untalented. I'm like, well, maybe just rude, didn't know the difference. I don't know, but yeah.
Working on customer service.
Work
harder.
Continue.
Please work harder.
What was it your dad used to say?
You're gaining.
You're gaining.
At this point, I don't think the kid was gaining.
Not gaining either.
Doesn't sound like it.
It's funny. Speaking of that, so I was at Papa Murphy's getting a pizza the other day.
Taking and baking.
Yeah. And I paid in cash, and I paid in a, I don't know, 20 or whatever. And the kid, he's very polite, very nice kid.
Yeah.
He handed me back the money. He said, here you go. Thank you. And I said, have you ever thought about
counting the change back?
He goes, oh, yeah. And he takes it back and he goes, he's 15.29. I went, no. I was like, have you ever learned how to count
Probably
back?
Probably not.
Count back cash.
I would imagine no.
I says, here, I'm going to give you a little tip.
Oh, wow.
Did you do this?
Did you give him a tip?
I did.
Oh, nice.
And then I gave him an actual tip.
Nice.
But I showed him how to count it back, and he goes, I never knew that. He says, I'm going to do that from now on. Thank you very much.
Well, it is a skill, and it's not used very often because most people don't pay cash.
I says, if you do that with anybody in my age bracket, they're gonna smile and say thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Plus, it helps you keep your till on.
I would think it would, yeah. Yeah. Everybody wants to keep their till on.
Well, yeah.
You ever wanted to keep your till on, Steve?
I mean, constantly.
very good. And he took it well.
He was like, that was great. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Extremely untalented.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
Extremely untalented.
Yeah, I was sorry. Just a suggestion. If you see my mom, give her good customer service because she's been a little grumpy lately. She's going to let you know. I guess when you're 94.
Hey, what the heck, right?
I think that's her attitude.
Yeah, you know, why not? What do you got to lose?
What are they going to do, yell at you?
Right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
But he's fun to be around. Well, he has a great look at life.
Right.
He's enjoyable. Mm-hmm. Has a great heart and soul.
Yes.
Give me 100 of those.
Right.
And zero of
Kevin James.
Should we all point at Mark?
Yeah. No, don't point at me. That's not fair.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Steve, the tag on your shirt's up.
Is it really?
It is.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. I mean, I was going to do it, but then I didn't want to, like...
Reach in and grab him?
Yeah, I would have felt like he was invading his space at that point.
Man, I'm having all sorts of issues today.
Really?
Let me come in there and help you.
I mean, the tag, my hair was standing up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Rather unkempt.
Yeah, it did look unkempt. I'm telling you right now, Bruce, that was alfalfa looking, his hair.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It really was. It was almost like it was intentional because it was so perfect.
A little more center than in the back.
But, yes, yeah, right. It was very much in the center, yes. That was weird.
Still, though.
It's where the headphones lie.
I know.
I'm glad I got it down before you could get a photo.
Is it lay or lie?
What did I say? Did I say lie?
Lie.
I think it's lie.
Okay.
I believe that's correct. Yeah.
Yes, you are lying.
Yes. You're such a
layer.
Final thoughts.
Warren?
Well, you know, Jay, I've been concerned about my weight for quite some time. I've told you that, and I'm not going to get skinnier eating what I eat. But the other day, Lori and I went, speaking of that, we went in to get a pizza, and the gal says, do you want it cut in 4 pieces, 8 pieces, or 16 pieces? And I said, I can't eat 16 pieces of pizza.
Dang it. I mean, just so...
That was pretty good.
So dumb, but yet so worth it.
Is that a true story, or are you a layer?
I'm a layer.
Definitely a layer, no question about it.
Final thoughts.
Who drive next week, Warren? Just reminding you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know.
Who drive,
yeah.
Who drive here?
Hey, and you know something there, Mr. Steve? Producer Steve? Up at R&R RV, they bring out candy all the time.
Oh, they do. Yeah. Oh. They have a little candy dish.
They do.
Yeah. Well, you're not going to get skinny eating that.
I know.
Well, you can't eat 16 pieces of pizza, but you can eat a whole candy dish. Bruce.
So, does anybody want to take bets on me and Warren's new wager?
Oh, you guys have a little bet going?
A little bet going.
Oh, I can't wait to hear.
He doesn't know about it yet.
Oh,
wow.
I was wondering. Okay.
These are my favorite kinds then.
Yes. What's
the bet? On my face, didn't I?
You did. Yes.
We both have older automobiles.
Yes.
Okay.
And neither one of them has windshield wipers at work.
Okay, yeah.
So I'm going to bet Warren that one of us is going to get them fixed before the other one does.
That could be a long-standing bet with you two guys.
Yeah.
So yeah, old vehicles... No windshield wipers, but who's getting it fixed first?
Yes.
I'm going with Warren.
Oh, dang it, boy. Bruce is actually mad. Wait, now both these vehicles you are currently driving?
Yes.
Can be driven.
Can be driven. Yeah. It's not like your primary vehicle.
No.
My 57 Ford, it has the wipers. They're on there.
Yeah.
But it's an old vacuum motor, and sometimes they'll go up a little bit, and then they stop. So
you know what he means, right, Steve?
You know what I mean.
Mm.
Yeah.
Vacuum motor.
Yeah.
No, it's a thing.
How do you spell vacuum?
Yeah, well, easy. I don't know, but if I mouth it to you, what does it look like I'm saying?
It looks like you're saying vacuum.
Yes, 100%.
So
I'm switching it to electric.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well,
I'm going to bet. Which one fixes it first? I'm going to say, can I have neither?
Yeah, probably.
It's just not going to happen.
As I look dead in their eyes, they're looking at me like, there's no chance I'm Dutching that thing.
I'm just not going to take it out in the rain. Why would I do that?
Right.
There is that.
Oh, man. Well, good luck.
Yeah.
Thoughts. All right, Monty.
Oh, wow. I was so caught up in this thing, I forgot my
final thought. You got yours. Yeah.
Well, if you don't like the weather... wait 10 minutes.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Today's the day. Yeah.
It is the day.
Yeah, I left out all my tools outside today.
Oh.
Thinking, well, it's not going to rain for, I don't even know if there's rain in the forecast. Now I got to go run home and make sure.
You know what's funny about that? It's funny that you mentioned that because there's a couple of people in my life who weather is important because they work outside or whatever the case might be. Mm-hmm. And it's been in such a rut weather-wise that they have just not even paid one iota of attention. And now you're getting to the time of year where you kind of got to, like, watch it.
Right.
Because it can be important.
I've got a chop saw out on a makeshift thing outside.
Right.
So I can cut a screwdriver.
You got, like, tools.
Yeah. Well, and like I was saying before, electricity and water do not work well together.
They're not friends. No. So you got to pay attention. So, yeah, wind warning, like a red flag warning and a
fire
dust.
Fire warning.
Yeah, dust. Wood and dust.
Yeah.
Wood in the air warning.
Yeah.
I don't know
that one, but yeah. All right, Steve.
Final
box.
Wood in the air warning.
Yeah, like limbs falling out of trees.
That's a bad one.
Well, I'm scared.
Yeah, you should be. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm just very excited for the food drive coming up on Monday.
Yeah, let's go.
Food drive here.
That's great.
Should be a good time, and looking forward to hopefully a lot of people stopping by and donating. And,
absolutely.
Yeah.
I always enjoy
Come on,
when
Spokane.
Uh-oh.
Let's get it on!
Yeah.
There it was.
Is that a...
It's a thing.
It's a thing, yeah.
It is.
It's definitely a thing. Sorry about it. it's one of the many things of the food drive you're going to have to get used to.
Yeah. Monty yelling?
Monty yelling, yeah. And if you if you haven't ever participated in the food drive and you need a quick explanation, I'll just say that non-perishable food items, we take those on-site. You can go online to do a donation. If you want to do an on-site donation, we always love those because it's fun to see in the morning or whenever.
See the people.
Yeah, it's awesome. And there we'll have like a QR code if you want to do it that way. You can donate, you know, through credit, debit, cash, check, all the ways. So, yeah, we'll be there from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. When the show's over on Friday, out we go.
Yeah.
Bing, bang, pow.
And if you're waiting till Friday to come see the Friday crew,
yeah.
I don't know. I'm not trying to be self-serving here at all. We're going to be smattering in the week.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, they're going to be popping in and out during the days. Okay. Wait, now you guys can't come on Tuesday, you said?
Probably not.
You can't come on Tuesday, Bruce?
No.
Okay, so I would tell everyone show up Tuesday would probably be the best.
Yeah, that's the way to go. Right there. If you want to avoid this mayhem.
If you're trying to avoid that.
Mayhem.
There's always people that come by just to see you guys, obviously. You've been longstanding members of the show. So, yes, Warren, back to you.
I have a question from a listener.
Okay, yeah.
Just now.
Oh, thank you.
Go ahead. Can you buy a hoodie?
Can you buy hoodies from the radio station?
Oh, no, you cannot.
Cannot.
No, we're not set up for that. Yeah, sorry. Yes, you actually can. $7,000.
Perfect.
What a deal.
Check payable to producer Steve's vacation fund.
Yes.
Right. No, we don't have them for sale, unfortunately. Listen to win. I guess that's all we got.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
One of these days.
I'm going to climb that mountain. Woke up here among the clouds.
No.
Where the cotton's dry and the corns are growing and there ain't no fields to plow.
What sparked that?
Is that the beginning of the Alabama song?
No. Yes, you know what it is.
Roll on. Was it Roll on? 18-wheeler?
Yeah. It was Grandpa McCoy, also known as Walter Brennan.
We don't understand these things, Steve, so just roll with them.
I think you said Mountain High or something, and it sparked that in me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I'm going to look right now to see if that's actually the beginning of that song.
That's good.
Thanks. If I'm right.
Something's missing.
Oh, wait. Let me get this commercial first. Oh, yeah. What do I do? Get a bacon? Oh, it's an ad for your bacon sandwich.
Hey, there you go. You know, we almost had bacon instead of sausage. Would that have been better?
You know what? I was almost 6 feet tall. I don't know. Are we going to play the almost game? I felt like that was kind of fun for a minute.
Kind of was.
Oh.
Wait, this is not the right song.
18 good?
Yeah.
Hey, how about you, Alabama? Roll on.
Yeah, that's the wrong intro song. Yeah.
Yeah, what is that one?
Oh, man, somebody texted it. I'll find it.
Yeah.
Warren.
Excuse me.
What's that?
A little stretch there. Yeah.
Warren, I found the song. I can't believe I didn't think about it. Mountain Music was the name of the song. And here's the beginning.
Yeah. You see that mountain over there? Yeah. One of these days, I'm going to climb that mountain.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
That was the introduction I was thinking
that's
of.
That's a good
there
just
you
took,
go.
Took me a minute to get there.
Let's just say that the curtain has come down on yet another miserable performance.
Steve, Home Idea Show or the other one?
I mean, we could do both if you want.
Oh, let's do both. We'll start with the Home Idea Show. If you want tickets to the Home Idea Show, 4410999. That's a four-pack, by the way. 4410999 for the Home Idea Show. Then we'll also throw in some Hayden Haunt pub crawl tickets. When you call, you can ask Steve which one's left. All right? 509-441-0999. Guys, thanks for being here. Appreciate
thanks
it.
Thanks for having us, Jay.
See you next week.
Thanks for having us, Jay.
Okay. You're an employee.
Oh. Thanks for having me, Jay.
See you at the food drive, everybody.
Yeah. See you food drive Monday, kicking it off at R&R RV.
We are so glad you came. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye now. Bye. Bye-bye. Thank you. Okay, bye-bye now. Bye-bye.